Hello students, this is module number 2 of special purpose book. In this module, we will discuss other books. Other subsidiary books means purchase book, sales book, purchase return, sales return books. Purchase book. In this book, only those transactions are recorded which are related to the credit purchase of goods or services in which the business deals. Recording is made on the basis of bills, invoices issued by the supplier. Transaction not recorded in purchase books: purchase of goods for cash, purchase of assets. Next, sales book. In this book, transactions for credit sales of goods are recorded. The source documents for this book is duplicate copy of invoice bills issued to the customer. Transactions of cash is not recorded in the books. Sale of assets also not recorded in this book. Purchase return or return outward book. This book include only those transactions which are related to the return of goods bought on credit. The goods may be returned due to the various reasons, such as bought being defective, supply of inferior quality goods, etc. Sales return book. This book include all the return by the customer of credit sale of goods. The credit note is used to recording the entry in this book. The credit note contains the detail of the customer and goods return. These books also prepared with the GST. GST you have already studied in the general. So, first of all, you have to prepare a general entry. According to that, this transaction should be entered into the purchase book, sales book, purchase return or sales return. Simultaneously, it may be asked to you how they have posted into the ledger. So, you have to prepare the ledgers also. So, you have to prepare input CGST, input SGST, as well as purchase book and the goods purchased from the businessmen's. All that businessmen's ledger you have to prepare. I have discussed some example here. You have to solve these questions with the help of your teacher. Thank you.